Well, and this is where we have to start really being sophisticated, because again, I'm talking about African people. You have to understand what kind of argument is being made when someone says they're born that way, or when we say a child is born gay. The definition that a practical person can use about what gay means is a person who made a decision by their own free will to have sexual contact with somebody of their same gender. So, what someone now is saying is that a baby is sexualized. And as soon as they came out the womb, this little boy out the womb said, hey, I want to have sexual contact with another boy.
Well, that's exactly the converse argument for heterosexuality.
No, it's not. Because heterosexuality is something normal that doesn't even present itself until puberty. See, this is the difference between the pedophiles and the homosexuals and a normal person. A normal African person does not even bring up sexualization of children until they get to a point where they're reaching puberty, and now you want to prepare them for that stage. Where the homosexual and the pedophile are very different. They now go to a child who is an adolescent who you should not even be sexualizing and say, you're born already wanting to have sex with somebody. It's totally inappropriate. It's un-African. I'm saying the argument in and of itself to argue that someone is born at a baby state where they don't even have the cognitive capacity to know their own gender. To say that they've already made the decision that they want to have sexual contact with someone of their same gender can only come from the mind of someone who wants to sexualize a child. The only person that has an interest in sexualizing a child is a pedophile. That's why we say this European thinking, once it is absorbed by Africans, is deadly, because it has nothing to do with African logic. And I'm saying it actually, on the surface, proves the point. There's, again, I'm talking about, you can go as far back before the last 40 years. Never in the history of the world did any African that I've ever come across in all of my research, and I've done a lot of research, ever come up with an argument to sexualize children, to make a child have made a decision to want to be part of a sexually...
I don't understand what you're saying, okay. So back it up for me.
Okay, so... The normal, natural way that every African is born. This is what makes an African. A black
and
man.
Africans are different to every other human in the world.
No, but this is the thing. If you start trying to lump everybody in the same category, what you do is, then it makes sense what you're saying, because now you're saying, let's drop our African identity. Let's just be the same as Europeans. Then your argument makes sense. Why? Because if you study the history of Europe, prior to 323 BC, when Alexander the Great came into Egypt and saw temples with men and women, gods and goddesses side by side of equal size, and realized, wait a minute, this is the first time in the world in the history of Europe that Europeans realized that a man could be in love with a woman. In the history of Europe, if you go back, they call it the classical period before they go into the Hellenistic. All of their statues, you can see them right now, go downtown. All of my males were males. In fact, they had something called pederasty, grown male with a little boy. Plato said in his Symposium, pederasty, which is a grown male with a little boy, that alone is capable of satisfying a man's highest and noblest aspirations. And the love between man and woman, when spoken of at all, is altogether inferior. It is a purely physical impulse whose sole object is the procreation of life. That is a European, this is Plato, so this is their philosophy. There is no African philosopher, historian, or anyone of note that has ever put a premise out there other than a man is supposed to be with a woman.